Blog Talk Radio.
Let's go.
Hey girl, how you doing? My name is Charlie. I was wondering if I could take you out.
Take you out.
One more time. Oh, invite you to my house. Here is my number. Girl, you can call me. And don't forget it, eh? The name is Charlie.
Welcome to the show, guys, and welcome, welcome, welcome. Good afternoon, and welcome to the show. You're listening live to the Frank Williams Show, and I'm your host, Frank Williams. Again, thank you guys for tuning in, those who are listening via cell phone. Thank you for listening to the show, and those who are listening via my show page online at blogtalkradio.com. Thank you guys for tuning in to the show as well. If you are on my show page at Blog Talk Radio, there's an icon there that says follow this show. Go ahead and click on that icon and set it up where you'll be able to follow the show on a daily basis. I mean, you'll get show notes each day about the episode, what we're talking about, what we're going to be talking about, and you won't have to miss the show. You can also follow us on Facebook. If you have a Facebook account, go into your account, go to the top of the page, and type in the search box there. Type in The Frank Williams Show. The Frank Williams Show. And our page should come up there. Go ahead and do your thing and become friends of the show through Facebook. Now, if you don't have, if you're not there and you have a Twitter account, you can follow us on Twitter at The Frank W Show. The Frank W Show on Twitter. The Frank W Show. So whether you're on Twitter, Facebook, or Blog Talk Radio, you'll never miss an episode of the show if you don't want to. All right. Again, thank you guys for tuning in. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. You can call in and give your opinion on the subject, or you can call in and just say hello. I don't mind. 818-301-5834. Now, today's show is brought to you by our sponsor, CPA on Duty. For all your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA on Duty. You can reach them at 770-0244. That number again is 770-732-0244. Whether it's personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, corporate accounting, and even IRS issues, the professionals at CPA on Duty can help you with any and all of your needs. Give them a call today. Tell them that the Frank Williams Show sent you. 770-732-0244. Now, guys, it has been another nice, mild day today. Nice and mild, right? Nice and mild as far as the weather goes. And today is Halloween. Today is Halloween. Now, when I was growing up, Halloween was really, really different. Nowadays, you know, you start to, you know, the only thing that really says Halloween is if you go into a store or if you're watching TV and there's some type of scary movie on. Other than that, you wouldn't know it's Halloween. Okay? But it seems like when we were growing up, Halloween was very different. Halloween was, I guess is what you make of it, right? I guess is what you make of it, and I guess my mom made it a little bit more interesting than things are today. And then, you know, things started getting to where people started putting stuff in the candies that you get when you go trick-or-treating. So then you started only you know, you started bringing home bags of candy, and then your mom or dad wanted to go through the candy to make sure it was okay. And but people do crazy things. Y'all with me? People do crazy things. And that was just one of the things we're doing back in the day. Terrible, right? But that's what happened. But we used to trick-or-treat. I mean, you know, of course, we didn't have these costumes that I guess maybe kids are wearing today. Most of our costumes were, you know, painted faces. Paint our face, and occasionally you see someone with a full-blown costume, okay? Full-blown, you know, all the bells and whistles, right? But mostly our, you know, costumes were painted faces, okay? Painted faces that we did when we were growing up. You paint your face and get your bag, and you get out there and you go knock on doors. That was our Halloween. That's how we did it. And we ran up and down the street on this street, that street, all the different streets we tried to hit in our neighborhood. And we hit as many houses as we could and get as much candy as we could. We come back home and compare candy, compare who's got the most candy, this and that. And then it seemed to progress into, you know, people doing different things. People started throwing eggs at night. People were egging people's houses on Halloween night. Different things started happening, and it got to where it was less and less people going out for Halloween. Now, Halloween, it's different now. You don't see as many kids. Well, there are a lot of kids that come through my neighborhood. I'll take that back right now. There are a lot of kids that come through my neighborhood. I live in a pretty big subdivision, and I live all the way to the back of the subdivision. So, you know, a lot of people today, they drive their kids around, right? They're riding in the car, and their kids are out jumping out. The kids jump out and start going from house to house, and they just kind of tag along in the street, driving slowly, and watching their kids go up to the door, get their candies, and come back. All right? We didn't have to do that growing up. But, you know, of course, it's a different day and time, a different age, and things happen. So that was Halloween. That's the way we did Halloween. Okay? That's the way we did Halloween. But today, it's changed a lot. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. Now, today's subject is entitled, Why is Breaking Up So Hard? And what I mean by breaking up is, you know, you break up with your significant other. Or you get a divorce if you're married. But why is it such a hard thing to do? Now, of course, you've got those situations where it's not hard to do at all. Some people feel like, you know, hey, it's time for us to part ways. You go your way, I'll go mine. We'll break it off clean, and I'll see you around. Okay? Sometimes it happens like that. Sometimes it happens like that. But that's maybe one out of 10. One out of 10 times that it'll happen like that, you hear about breakups most of the time being bad situations, okay? Now, if you had a breakup, call into the show and let me know how hard it was to break up. 818-301-5834. Now, for me, the only breakup that I pretty much had was high school. You know, and I'm going to be transparent here. That high school is pretty much all the breakup that I had. And it wasn't really hard, I guess. And, you know, in high school, you weren't in love with someone. You know what I'm saying? You thought you were in love. But it was the puppy love. Y'all remember I did the show on puppy love? Puppy love that you had. And, it wasn't really bad breaking up. But everyone knew it, you know. Everyone knew you had broken up with your girlfriend or, your supposed girlfriend. So breaking up wasn't that bad. But, think about this. When you were in high school and you had a little sweetheart and you broke up with him, and then let's say after you finished high school, everyone went their way, their separate ways through college and the college, and then you started to get back together for these high school reunions. And then you see that person at the high school reunion. And you've moved on, they've moved on, but it's still a little bit awkward. Okay? Still just a little bit awkward. But it wasn't hard. So why is breaking up so hard for a lot of people? Because a lot of people take it, like it's the end of their world. But it's not. So, sometimes people make it hard to break up. Y'all with me? Sometimes it gets to a point where, she begs not to break up, or he begs not to break up. Honey, I made a mistake, but I love you. I made a mistake, but I love you. And, I don't want to lose you. Well, when things like that happen, when there's maybe infidelity or something amongst people, when things like that happen, sometimes those things are you're not able to get over so fast. Okay? It's hard to get over that kind of stuff pretty quickly. Y'all with me? Especially if you truly, truly love someone, it's hard to get over that infidelity, what I'm saying. Now, if you guys are breaking up because, he doesn't, the guy doesn't keep a steady job, or he can't, he's got a job where he can't keep up with the bills anymore. You guys have created too many bills, and you can't keep up with them. And usually, they say that out of all the divorces in the United States, that well over 55% of the divorces are because of money, finances. And when, the money gets short, it's hard to pay the bills, you start to point fingers at each other. And that's when You know, you get to the point where you say, hey, you know, we just need to call this thing quits. Okay? We just need to call it quits. Some people rush to judgment on that, but it happens. Okay? And when it happens, a lot of people drown themselves in sorrow, start to feel sorry for themselves. You take some women, and I guess it happens to men too. I don't know because I've never been in a situation like that. Is that it's hard for them to move on after a breakup because they've been with this person for such a long time. Then they break up, and it's hard to find someone else because, you know, like, women think that as their relationship goes on, that they mold their man into who they want them to be, okay? I'm molding him into what I want him to be, all right? And that may be the case, but really it's not the case. What it is that you guys have been together so long, and you understand each other's ways, that it's like, you know, it's like the back of your hand. You know exactly what your husband or your wife or your, you know, your girlfriend or your boyfriend, you know exactly how they feel about certain situations. You pretty much know exactly what they're going to say about certain things. You've been with them so long and you've learned their personality. Y'all with me? 818-301-5834. We're talking about why is breaking up so hard? Okay? And again, it's as far as marriages go, you've been in a marriage a long time and then something happens in there and y'all get together and you feel like it's time to go your separate ways. It's very hard to go your separate ways when you've been together for such a long time. And, you know, and then when you go your separate way and you can't really afford to have the lifestyle that you had when you were married or when you guys were dating on a regular basis. And that's tough, okay, to go from this place and downgrade to this place. You know, a lot of people can't take that. They wonder what their friends are going to think. Okay, I go from a house that I've been living in for 30 years with this man, and now we get a divorce, and now I have to go live in an apartment. Okay, what are my friends going to think? Well, we don't care what the friends are going to think. You're going through something right now. They should be supportive. And another thing is, I believe that women, and of course there's different situations, but I believe that women take breakups a lot harder than men do because women are emotional and they wear their emotions on their sleeves most of the time. Okay? Women live in the gray area. That means you've got black and white, and then in between the black and white, you have women live in that gray area, all right? Men live in the black and the white areas. Everything is pretty much cut and dried, all right? We don't, you know, when we go out shopping, okay? We go into a store. We're looking for a certain item. The same thing with women. They're going into a, they go out shopping. They're going into a store for a certain item. The only difference is when men get in the store, they go and they get that item and they head out. When women go into the store, they seem to lose their mind as soon as they walk through the door. They start to, you know, let me go over here to the sale rack. When they know that they're, that the item that they're looking for is not on that sales rack, it's not on that clearance rack, but they're over there thumbing through everything. I mean, oh, that's nice. You put it out, you hold it up, you look at it, put it back, go through some more. Pull it out, hold it up, you look at it, put it back, go through some more. You know what I'm saying? And now you spend about 10 minutes. So now you go over here and look at something else, and you get what you came there to get. But before you leave, you're looking through some more stuff. Now you spent 25 minutes in this one store where men, we go in there, find what we want or find what we need, pay for it, and we're out the door. That's black and white. Okay? But women tend to live in this gray area, and they do things different. Of course, they're different types of human beings. You know, you got male and female. So that's how things go. But they, you know, they wear their emotions on their sleeves, and you know, you usually can tell when they're having tough days. And they'll tell you sometimes, don't talk to me. I'm in a bad mood right now. Okay, well, you're in a bad mood. Don't take it out on me just because you're in a bad mood. But, you know, those are things that happen. 818-301-5834. Lock that number in, guys, because tomorrow it's going to be Free Fall Friday, and you'll be able to call into the show. All lines will be open. All lines will be free. It'll be your show tomorrow. Call in, and you can talk about whatever you want, any topic, and I'll join in on it if I can. Tomorrow, Free Fall Friday, and I want you guys to call in and talk on the show. Okay? It's been a blast today as well. Join me tomorrow. 23 and a half hours for Free Fall Friday. You guys have a great Halloween night. Be safe. Take care of yourselves. Watch out for the kids. Please watch out for the kids. And have a great evening, okay? It's Frank. I'm over and I'm out. Take care, guys.
Yeah.